Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Suppose you could have a companion that was with you 24/7, prodding you to get more exercise, get enough sleep, and make healthy food choices. Sounds a little bit like a conscience, doesn't it? Well, you don't have to be Pinocchio to have a Jiminy Cricket-like companion if your goal is to improve health and fitness and lose weight. All you need is a fitness tracking device. Fitness trackers are the latest thing in health gadgets. And like Jiminy Cricket, they monitor everything you do. How many steps you take, how many floors you've climbed, how many calories you've burned, and how much sleep you've gotten.
There are fitness gadgets on the market that clip onto your clothing, wristbands that look like bracelets, and even armband trackers. And they cost anywhere between $50 and $250. It's an investment. So how do you choose the right one to meet your needs and budget? Joining us for a look at fitness trackers is Jennifer Jolly. Jennifer hosts a digital lifestyle series for USA Today called Tech Now, and she's an Emmy Award-winning consumer tech journalist. Welcome to Take Care, Jennifer. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Technology has become so much a part of our everyday lives. It's not surprising that there's this rising market. Can you tell us how technology is being used to help people stay healthy and get fit?
Right. Well, technology is so often blamed for making us so unhealthy. We sit down, plug ourselves in, and, you know, tune out to the rest of the world. So it's no surprise with the wearable tech trends that we have going on in the country and really in the world right now that it's all about how can we use this incredible technology to get us healthier. So there's a lot of ways that it's working to do that. One of the first is with all these new fitness gadgets and fitness bands. And what they mainly do is measure, manage, and motivate. And those are the three ways that these gadgets can really be put to good use when it comes to helping us get healthier and more physically fit. So they start with the measuring part. Maybe they're measuring your steps, kind of a juiced up pedometer, or they're measuring your food intake, your calories. Some of them are measuring your heart rate, and some are trying to start measuring your mood, how much sleep you've gotten, how tired you are, how cranky you are, other things that can have a big impact on your health, how stressed out you are. And then it presents that data back to you, hopefully in a way that you can understand. That's step two, the managing part. So you can, oftentimes it'll go via Wi-Fi to your computer, to your laptop, or to your smartphone, and it will present you with that data. Here's what you wanted to do. Here's what you did. Either good job or, hey, you can do a lot better. And that's where the motivation part comes in. A lot of people and studies over the years have shown that in order to change your life, you have to really measure it. Or in order to manage it, you have to measure it. So just by seeing how many steps you took or how many calories you ate will help you toward your goals a lot better than just trying to have your conscience do it or your willpower do it.
Who's the best candidate to use these gadgets, and how tech savvy do you have to be?
The tech gadgets cover a wide range from really if you can plug it in and turn it on, it's perfect. That's all the tech savvy you need. If you can use the toaster in your kitchen, you can use one of these devices, all the way up to the man, you'll kind of need a degree in engineering to figure this out. So really, these tech gadgets are made for the mass market. They're made for everyone, some of them. But within that range, there's easier and there's more difficult.
Actually, let's talk about the top gadgets. Let's say we're gearing this for the person who is the couch potato and may not realize until you clip one of these things on how few steps you actually do take.
There are a handful of perfect couch potato tech gadgets out there. My new favorite one is the Fitbit Flex. So I know Linda knows something about the Fitbit line of these fitness trackers.
I absolutely do, because what prompted this whole thing is that I got a Fitbit One, which I will admit clips conveniently on your bra. Any woman can wear it. It's very easy because I've worn pedometers. I've done things like that, and I clip them on my pants, and then, oops, they're gone, or they fell in the toilet. That's it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But this new Fitbit Flex band, it's a wristband, tiny, kind of cool looking. That is super simple, super easy, and it's got those little LED lights on it. It has five lights on it that show you, you know, one light, hey, you need to get up and move. Five lights, oh, you're doing pretty well today. So that's one of my favorite sort of just entry level into the market. The price is right at $100. Another great one for couch potatoes is the Body Media Core 2. It tracks 5,000 data points every minute. So it can tell when you're burning calories by swimming, biking, doing yoga versus just how many steps that you've taken. And it takes into account a whole range of other measurements like skin response, which is basically how much you're sweating, and it measures your heart rate.
This one, it has sensors on the back then, right? Is this the one that's worn on the upper arm?
Yes. And it's just coming out this fall, 2013, and that's one that is super sophisticated in what it tracks and measures, but it's very, very simple to use. If you can plug it in, and it takes anywhere from 5 minutes to 15 minutes to kind of figure it out. I've walked my mom through it a couple of times with the various bands that they've come out with. And, you know, like everything, it might take a little tiny bit of getting used to, but then once you learn it, you know it forever.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Linda Lowen.
And I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And we're talking with Jennifer Jolly. She hosts a digital lifestyle series for USA Today called Tech Now, and she's an Emmy Award-winning consumer tech journalist. She is going over with us the various fitness gadgets, which are sort of like, let's call them amped-up pedometers. They measure all sorts of things from our sleeping habits to how many steps we take, how far we walk in a day. What else is out there that might be helpful for somebody just starting out?
Well, for just starting out, the Nike Fuel Band has been popular among a lot of people. It's not one of my favorites because it measures your activity in fuel points, which is confusing for me personally. But I know a lot of people who have it and love it. The Lark Life wristband, again, sort of in that $150 price range, is another decent one. It's got LED lights that light up, you know, to help motivate you overall. I'm not as crazy about it for measuring sleep. And a lot of people have been asking me about the Jawbone Up. It's a pretty cool looking, very small fitness tracker. Again, many great qualities. I tend to lose the tiny little cap that comes on it that plugs it directly into your iPhone.
That's the way it transfers information. So you don't have that wireless. You have to literally plug it into your phone. Some people have argued that these fitness trackers are only really gathering data and that you, as a responsible human being caring about your own body and health and wellness, you have to crunch the data. And this is the next question, because I will say this. In theory, these devices will work even if you don't sync to a smartphone or a computer. But in reality, it's more helpful to have an app on your phone. And you have to be savvy enough to manage that, right? Because the apps are the ones that break down the information.
Yes and no. Most of these fitness trackers have their own dashboard of information. So that dashboard appears on their website or on their specific app, and their apps are very, very simple to download and link to. So the ones that are connected via Bluetooth, their dashboards are very complete. They are easy to understand and easy to use, some more than others. And I think that Fitbit does it really, really well. Body Media does it really well. There's also a band called Basis. It takes a little more tech savvy, but again, it is incredibly complete. And they give you all the information that you can handle. So they show you on a graph, on a chart and a graph, you know, how many steps you've taken today versus a week ago. They keep track of it for you in a really easy to understand way. There's also scales out there. The Withings has a smart scale, and Fitbit has the Aria, and they do the same thing. So they show, like, you know, fluctuations and differences over time. So I think the apps are very, very simple to understand. And I know people say, well, you're a tech expert. Of course you think that. But I'm always looking at it like my mom, the other moms from my daughter's class at school. If I have to read a manual, it's too difficult. So these are fairly simple. And then there's a lot that link to other fitness apps. And fitness apps can be a good way to sort of break into this tech fitness gadget category without investing money in a separate gadget that you wear on your wrist, tuck into your bra, wear in your waistband. And those can kind of tap into this fitness world at large. And that's another way that, this fitness tech trend can really help people is, you know, an app like Spark People can connect you with hundreds of thousands of other people just like you who are looking to use technology to get a little bit healthier throughout their day.
Jennifer, we just have like a couple of seconds left, but I can see why this would be helpful and fun for a person. And I know it's really new technology, but are there any studies or any proof that this actually helps people achieve their goals? I know it may be very motivating, but do these companies do any studies where it can really show that people have been able to lose weight, lose inches, lower their blood pressure, or whatever their goals are?
There have been many studies. The Consumer Electronics Association does copious studies that, you know, show that with tracking and measuring, you get more results than with just sheer willpower and motivation. Studies that show both the effectiveness as well as a few doubts and a few sort of go in with your eyes open points.
A toy that adults can use to measure, manage, and motivate. Fitness trackers. Jennifer Jolly, thank you for joining us. Jennifer hosts a digital lifestyle series for USA Today called Tech Now, and she's an Emmy Award-winning consumer tech journalist. Thank you for your insights into this interesting world of new technology devices, Jennifer.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For more information on Jennifer Jolly and fitness tracking gadgets, including her video reviews, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org.
Coming up on next week's show, prescription drug abuse involving substances like OxyContin has prompted New York State to crack down with new legislation. The iStop law is intended to serve as a national model for other states to follow. But one unintended outcome could make obtaining pain relief extremely difficult for cancer patients and their doctors.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on iTunes and at wrvo.org/takecare. I'm Lorraine Raff.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.